All right. And then storing files. So what I do with storing and naming my files, I will have, and I'll just share my screen here so that you can see. I will have a file for documents. Let's see. And then my Carrie Olson voiceover file, and then jobs. And then I'll have different clients posted in here. Let's see. And then within each client, I'll have it separated out by date, and then have the file or the jobs within each date folder. And I keep my stuff indefinitely. Now, maybe once I get to like 10 years, I'll start to start purging some of the older stuff. But I keep it for a really long time, and sometimes I do reference it back. So I do bring back something that's, maybe 6 years old. And if it's a client I've been working with for that long, I might want to hear how I voiced it 6 years ago. And we might be doing continual updates. So I keep things for a long time. I also have my computer backed up regularly. And I mean, all the time I have it being backed up. And I've done both physical hard drives where I've backed up to that. And then right now I'm doing cloud hard drive or cloud backups. And I'm using a tool called Carbonite. It's Carbonite. And it will do a cloud backup just all the time. So I can always keep my files and I don't have to worry about the physical drive. So if I have a house fire, I know it's still there in the cloud. And that gives me peace of mind and gives my clients peace of mind that if we're working on a huge project, I'm always going to be able to access the files. All
Where are you
right.
keeping the information about time of day and maybe equipment settings?
I have a file in my, that's a great question, in my emails, in my Gmail folder. And it's just called recording specifications. And I'll have for each client what they ask for. So, they want WAV files and breaths taken out and a 0.3 at the beginning and end. I'll have those things that are specific to each client. All right. So, any other questions before we get into reads? And yeah, any other questions? I keep wanting to get ahead of myself.
Carrie, you mentioned breaths. I know you were saying sometimes you do not take them out as much now. Do you charge clients for that? I was saying about the rate sheet again.
I don't, and a lot of people do, or actually, I don't know that a lot of people do, but I know that it's fine to charge for that. That is something that, the rate sheet does offer. So, removing breaths and splitting files is something that I've never charged for, but you absolutely can.